He came. He is coming. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Many are celebrating our Lord's first coming this day. Let us turn our thoughts to the promise of his second coming. This is as sure as the first advent and derives a great measure of its certainty from it. He who came as a lowly man to serve will assuredly come to take the reward of his service. He who came to suffer will not be slow in coming to reign. This is our glorious hope, for we shall share his joy. Today we are in our concealment and humiliation, even as he was while here below. But when he cometh, it will be our manifestation, even as it will be his revelation. Dead saints shall live at his appearing. The slandered and despised shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Then shall the saints appear as kings and priests, and the days of their mourning shall be ended. The long rest and inconceivable splendor of the millennial reign will be an abundant recompense for the ages of witnessing and warring. Oh, that the Lord would come! He is coming. He's on the road and traveling quickly. The sound of his approach should be as music to our hearts. Ring out, ye bells of hope!